WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 22nd, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Well, good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979 when I opened it. And joining me is the guru of the common man, PhD of the Waffle House, and right on the cusp of passing Joe Rogan on podcast, Clint Powell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cusp.
Right on the edge. Cusp. Yes. I like being on the cusp.
I want to make sure I have a disclaimer here that I actually slipped up yesterday, and I don't want any lawsuits to happen because I called Clint a babe. It's just one of those accidental words. Mm-hmm. I talked to females, said, "That's okay, babe." Well, for some reason, I said to him the word babe, and I have not heard the end of it. Mm-hmm. So this is just me clearing the air that Clint is not my babe. Okay? You're not my babe.
Let me, if you don't mind, You're more wise than I am. Mm-hmm. You're more mature in years.
You're right.
You've been around longer.
Exactly.
Done more, failed less than I have. However, I would pose that it's best to take private conversations and leave them in the private world. That's just my suggestion. As you now
it's
have
just the three of
taken
us here.
A private conversation and given it to millions of people via the podcast platforms that you, sir, yesterday said, babe. And I responded with, yes, sir.
Yes, you did. It body language and everything.
Well, you know, I've got a light bill to pay, so I know what
whatever
we were doing
it takes.
At that point, and we were in a professional setting, and I was a little surprised.
Well, it's just.
But I took it as a compliment. Thank you for clearing the air in public like this.
Well, it's just the three of us,
so and I'm not lawsuit happy.
Oh, good.
Like other people.
Yes. We can comment on that sometimes.
No, we're not either. Go ahead and move along.
Hey,
so we're not commenting.
It's all going to work out just fine.
It always
just,
does.
It's going to be just all right.
It always does.
It's going to be fine, babe.
Thank you.
I got
and
you,
coming
babe.
From a doctor, that means way more than it does from just a business
I got
owner.
You, babe.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.
Now, that would be funny if we did a Sonny and Cher little skit.
I would, yeah.
And Cody's here. We might. All right. What do we got on the market?
Well, I want to welcome Alicia to Nutrition World. Alicia is our new staff member, assistant manager.
Sharp.
Sharp girl. Very. Has years of experience, worked at Life Extension, worked at many, many of the places that I would value as a person with tremendous experience. And she is a walking encyclopedia. And so she is ready to rock and roll. Yeah. So, Alicia, welcome to Nutrition
and
World.
And at this point, I mean, this might change when this comes out in a couple of days, but you're also hiring for your warehouse and you're hiring for floor. You're growing. Am I right on that still, or did y'all feel those already?
You talking about my biceps?
Yeah, I'm not, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. Yes,
hey, you got to stop doing ketamine on the days you do radio, man. You got to pick a different day. We're going to have to take you to a Friday or something. So, no.
He's trying to put a plug in for the July 19th, 2025.
There you go. Yes, thank you, Dr. Daring. Yeah, July 19th, I will be on stage, tanned, glowing, posing with some shorts on and no other clothes. And there will be people, women fainting in the audience.
They'll be throwing things at you.
I didn't know you could actually hear radios being turned off. But I'll be damned if we're not doing it here at Vital Health Radio. This is when the sponsors are going to be like, and there's money invested in there somewhere.
Okay.
Are you still hiring, though, there for a floor and for warehouse?
Hey, that social media post, thank you for helping me put the words together, has done very well to help bring in some decent people.
Good.
So
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
People ought to follow your Facebook and social media, not only because you get stuff on products, you get stuff, education on what may be trending, things we forgot, but also there's updates of what's going on in Nutrition World with events, new staff, and opportunities. So,
well,
and a little plug for the website.
And I do want to put a plug in for my ketamine, because really and truly it is about neuroplasticity. It's about building the brain cells and the memory as we age. It isn't about a whole fun ride at Lake Winnie. That's all just secondary. But Scenic City Neurotherapy is phenomenal, very professional, all medical, and sometimes I joke a little about it, but it is a serious deal that has very, very much health benefits. Really, for me, it's the cognitive benefits that I'm trying. At first, it was for my hip pain, and it was helpful, but of course, my hips were gone, so they had to be replaced. But it is really for helping maintain memory, minimizing anxiety and depression, which I haven't had a lot of problems with, but I can tell you it sure puts a better sense of well-being within me each since 5 years now. I guess I've been doing it.
How many now?
Almost five. I've got 96 IVs underneath my belt today.
That's what I meant. How many total? You've done 96. Wow.
Yep.
Are you going to stop ever?
When I go to the funeral home is my what I'm saying. Or I run out of money. If I have to go out of business, then I guess I can't afford it. But I guess I will find plan Bs of some sort, because I don't want that one to leave. I'll tell you, it's amazing, amazing. Hey, June 27th. At Nutrition World, we are going to give away a free roll of toilet paper. Just want everybody to know. Okay.
One free roll?
One free roll.
Win the one free roll?
Okay. For each person. Why would I even say that? Because I'm now invested, which I think is true common sense. If you are putting any forever chemicals, PFAS chemicals, BPA chemicals, all of which have been proven to cause significant health disturbances in certain amounts, but yet you're putting it on parts of your body that actually are like go inside your body because they're like pieces of tissue that are epithelial and they're moist and they have contact within. You don't want papers that are full of chemicals. What if in 10 more years they find, which I think they will, a connection between cervical issues and prostate issues based on chemicals that are concentrating into those areas, and find that these toilet papers are probably the leading cause of that. So that our paper does not contain any of those. It actually is BPA-free, tree-free, because it's made from
bamboo.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And it's good stuff. I bought some.
I used another brand, and I'm out of the other, so I'm taking me a roll of ours home. But on this day, you just come in the store with any purchase, you get a free roll for you to see how it is. The older rolls were very sandpapery, but these rolls are awesome.
That is
awesome.
That's very generous on our part.
It is.
Very generous.
Yes. It's open up
but
a whole
it's
new
gonna,
world.
But it's going to be a good investment.
Did you say the word but? Oh, yes. Oh, you didn't mean anything by that, did you?
It's going to be a good investment.
Okay, thank you.
Because they'll come back and buy more.
Health fair, your biggest thing in Chattanooga is October 4th. We just nailed the date down. Katie did. We actually contacted 100 vendors, and we already have 55 who've committed. So it is from all over the country, people will come to set up vending and education and free samples. So if you're a person who books that far ahead on your calendar, put on October 4th for about 10 to 3. It's going to be really cool, really cool. Katie was talking about this really interesting thing, and she's more of a detective than I am sometimes, but she has to do a glucose test for gestational diabetes because she's pregnant. All women need to do that. But what do they do when they make you do that? They make you drink 50 grams of the worst sugar that is possible, high fructose corn syrup, with all these nice colorings that are artificial. But guess what? There is an alternative. It's called Fresh Test, and it's FDA approved. You order it yourself, so you are not forced to drink something that's significantly unhealthy, and you can drink a clean product. It is, it's not made from any of the bad ingredients. It has completely natural flavorings, colorings, and everything else. So it's called Fresh Test, and you just order it online if you want to do that. And I think that's pretty cool of Katie. I want to mention, I know Clint kind of said this yesterday when we were talking, Poison Ivy is out. Poison Ivy is in season.
Yep.
I've never had an attack of it. But that's one reason why I hire people to do everything, and anything that looks green is going to be someone else touching it, not Ed Jones.
Cool.
Because I am a princess. That's what I was called the other day. Someone was like, oh, the princess, and the name kind of stuck. So I don't want it to stick. So why did I say that? That
I don't was know. Pretty That's foolish. Again, inside. It's okay. It's okay. Today. I'll help you through this.
Yeah,
we're here together, Ed.
Yeah, what about poison ivy? I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you for bringing me back on task, Dr. Deering. Poison ivy, there are two remedies. One is a homeopathic called Rustox, which I have recommended for years until I had a slight bit of dementia and I forgot about it for years, and now I'm back on board. But Rustox, you tow three little pellets under your tongue 3 to 5 times to maybe even 6. What this does is trigger the body to do its own job to make you less sensitive. What's in Rustox? It's actually poison ivy. What? And you think, what? But in minuscule amounts, it triggers and teaches the body how to handle its own challenges. I think I love homeopathic philosophy. It doesn't always work, but when it does, it's miraculous. And then the cream to use is called Time Out. That is not spelled T-I-M-E. It's spelled like the herb, Time, T-H-Y-M-E. I met the developer of that 5 years ago down in Orlando at the convention, and we have done very well with it. Dermatitis, itching, even on dogs. This product is made with several herbs that help to relieve discomfort, called Time Out.
Works great. I even used it on my mom, who had an allergic reaction to the medication they put her on when she was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Immediately brought her some of that down, and within days, it was almost better. So
sweet. Has a fairly strong smell because of the herb.
It wasn't bad at all.
Not bad at all. Something to carry with you. I am getting some suntan lotion for this weekend, and it's a new one that we have. Didn't bring it, but it's made. The oil in it is tallow. I am the hugest fan of tallow because that is beef fat, and it's not a vegetable. It's not a seed oil. And actually, seed oils are one reason we have so much skin cancer in some theories, and applying it is even worse than probably eating it. So I don't want any sunflower seed oils or canolas or any of the or vegetable oils. So we have a brand out there. It only costs $250 a bottle, and it's really good. It's a small bottle, but it does, it'll last a couple of days.
It's just ketamine, I'm telling you.
It's $22.
It's $22. You just see what he did? I'm just, yeah. That's why you're here today.
That's right.
It's going to be me and you walking him through this, doctor. I'm just telling you.
You and I had that look on our face like when he said that.
I knew what he was doing.
Like when I killed the lady.
Yeah.
She died. Listen, he is still riding the dragon. He is How to Train Your Dragon guy right now. He is still on the back of the dragon. And every now and then he dips in to have a conversation with us, and he rolls back out.
He's in his home he grew up in. He's 9 years old.
It's me and you right now. We're going to have to carry the show. Gotcha. I just hate to break it to you. But back to you, sir.
What? Hey, nobody is foolish enough to do what I do. Anybody who does ketamine should know that you should have downtime for the rest of the afternoon to digest and process.
Right.
But Ed Jones is smart, and he's also very dumb. So it is time to take a break. So when we come back, more words of wisdom, maybe, and knowledge from Ed Jones, Clint Powell, and Dr. Deering here on Vital Health Radio, brought to you by the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hay fields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host Ed Jones, Clint Powell, and Dr. Deering are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done now for seven straight years. Dr. Deering's with us every other week, and he's of great value, and love having you part of the team. And before he gets talking, because I won't have a, get a word in edgewise once he starts, I want to put a plug in for the Be Well Labs. You know, Be Well Forever, which is Marlene, who had the lab downstairs from Nutrition World, now has an amazing walk-in clinic setting. It is the most beautiful, decorated kind of clinic I've ever seen in Chattanooga. It's something like out of New York or Hollywood almost. Well, in that, we have a gentleman who's a physician's assistant, Chris, who I have met and spent a lot of time with. He has 12 years experience in the walk-in medical clinic world. So he is completely experienced and equipped in order to address your needs, if you have them, for a walk-in clinic that is not only offering traditional options. He's going to offer both sides of the puzzle, integrative and the traditional model. Like, you walk in with a UTI, you're probably going to need an antibiotic. But how many times have you gone there and then you don't get a recommendation for a decent probiotic? Never, but you will get that at this clinic.
Well, I was just going to say, it's the first time in this market. I know you. There's examples of this kind of relationship between the green medicine cabinet versus the traditional. It's the first time here in Chattanooga, but I think it just gives him two toolboxes to use, you know,
which is the way it should be.
Absolutely. And it's not dismissing either one. To your point, we've always said sometimes Clint needs an antibiotic. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it goes.
And how many times do they want to go to the root cause of the problem if we can prevent?
So how good would it be to go to somebody like this and him go, okay, I'm going to give you an antibiotic, but this seems to be a recurring thing. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to set you up with one of their coaches, or I might go talk to Dr. Deering. We're going to try to prevent from you needing the antibiotic in 6 months again.
Bingo.
That would be a great thing, because now all of a sudden we have healthier population, not just populations who's band-aiding it from one sick visit to the next.
Perfectly said. And it's what common sense. I mean, some things we just have lost common sense in, but we're bringing it back. And then also the lab has IVs that you can walk in. Let me tell you, and I think Dr. Deering would agree with this, and I know other nurse practitioners have agreed that about 30% to 40% of the people who go to walk-in clinics, they're there because they feel so bad But one of the reasons they feel terrible is because they're dehydrated, because they were too sick to drink, too sick to eat. They lost their electrolytes. And one bag of electrolytes can turn things around for a majority of people. That keeps you from actually, you know, having anxiety, going to the emergency room and other things. Well, she has a hydration boost. It's $99 on a walk-in basis. Immunity boost. You can add different things to it, like different nutrients, vitamin C and others. And so this is just going to be revolutionary. And I always say this, I think it's going to make history, because this is a model that has not really been done before. And I love Chris, and Marlene's girls are phenomenal. So again, Be Well Forever. The phone number is 423-531-2955. That's 423-531-2955. It's one block down the road from Nutrition World.
And you could use that for, say, a hangover?
Hangover big time. Yep. I don't have a problem with that. I truly don't. I'm not
joking. If you're coming out of sickness, maybe, stuff like that.
Coming out of sickness is when I would use it. You know, if I had had access to that during probably my first three of the six COVID cases that I've had, I would have accessed that IV, but it wasn't easily accessible at that moment. I didn't want to drive downtown. I didn't want to do all that. Because when you feel terrible, you only have enough energy to get from point A to point B and back home to bed. But from now on, if I get something and on the leftover part of it, I'm just going to put me that IV for an hour. Guarantee you walk out feeling a lot better.
Well, talking about the hangover, I was scrolling through the different sites I look at. And yesterday, one site was trying to brag on a company called ZBiotics. And ZBiotics, if you don't know who they are, but they make a product, I think it's already out there, where they try to break down the toxic byproducts of alcohol. And by doing that, of course, you're going to lessen your hangover effect. So it sounds great. And the reason that they were having an update was that they were coming out with a new product that's going to take when you have sugar, take in sugar, it's going to convert sugar over to fiber. And so that all sounds like beautiful stuff. Less hangovers, turn sugars into fiber, which is good for you. The problem is ZBiotics is a company that genetically modifies probiotics.
That's scary.
And to me, I'm not so sure I like that. So if you could, well, for the things I don't like about it are, what are we going to be doing to the gut microbiome here? You know, what are we going to be doing to potential antibiotic resistance? Mm-hmm. What are we going to be doing to just anytime you have we not learned our lesson about genetically modifying things and gain of functions and things like that over the last 4 years? It just don't work out. So my biggest concerns with it are, like I said, the mainly the gut microbiome. But what is the safety oversights here? You know, is there a regulatory framework for this genetically modifying probiotics? You know, I know they want to make money, and that's what everybody starts out with a business, is to make money. But you shouldn't be able to just make money and not know what the effects of your products are at the end of the day. And
even if they're natural, you take it in a natural product and you're acting as Mother Nature and you're waving a wand and creating a whole new functionality and molecule. That's scary stuff.
Right. And so you already have a diversity in your microbiome. You throw this in there. Do we know, is it going to dominate? Is it going to intertwine genetics with the other ones?
Sure.
Is it, what's going to happen? We don't know. That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen.
No. No, let's stick with what we already have on Earth. Experiment with that. Some will be good, some not, but it won't be an alien invader that will be like the new COVID or something.
I don't want to throw a monkey wrench into this because I know Dr. Deering's got stuff he wants to cover, but we've kind of addressed this.
That was it.
Well, we've kind of addressed. Okay, good. Well, then I'm out. Radio show's over, everybody. Dr. Deering's done. No, we've kind of talked about this in the past. One of the things that I think the holistic approach to health, I'm now more in it than I've ever been, but I've always bought supplements and stuff from you since 1989. But the slam on the industry itself is the lack of standards, right? It is you never know if I pick up a bottle of this insert supplement here versus this one versus that one, whether it's Nutrition World. So I'm hoping, when the reason I shop with you is because I know you've done your own vetting, right? You know the standards and the people out there that are measuring these things. You vetted them, so you have a high standard. That's why I trust you, because I don't trust other shops, because I don't think they care. So you kind of alluded to it just there. It's a dangerous thing to say something's going to do something and it not. Is it a consistent dose every time I take the same pill? Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff, I hope, gets more implemented into your industry, don't you? Or do you think it could get overregulated? And that may be a deep question on ketamine. Feel free to kick that to next week if you want to.
Well, that is a deep question. The regulation is a whole category to talk about later. But I do feel, in fact, it's odd because tomorrow, Dr. Deering, Katie, and myself are going on a TV to explain why and how we vet products at Nutrition World. We're actually going to talk about the fact that on Amazon, there's so many questionable products as far as potency. And I'm going to make a point that this almost never is seen as dangerous, but they can be seen as worthless because they don't test out. They don't have the potency that are listed. Sometimes they will have contaminants, but they're not like killer contaminants, but they're not healthy. Why is that? Because Amazon doesn't have any system to actually regulate that.
Well, real quick, and I don't mean to jump in, but that's not what they're there for. That's not. I know that we say that, but that's not. They're selling a billion products,
right?
So they're not. Their focus isn't making sure this bottle says it is what it says it is. That's what
but
you're good for.
Here's the thing: it's not that difficult, and we're going to show how we request and demand what we call certificate of analysis. Those are papers from an independent lab that says that vitamin C that says 1,000 milligrams has 999 or 1,000 milligrams with no contaminants.
And it's consistent
and
delivery.
And it's consistent and it's tested on every batch. We demand that of all our companies. Secondly, when you get companies that are fly by night, what I mean by that is they're not really recognizable. They're not been around the industry a long time. It's going to be questionable. And I'm going to use the analogy of when I was in New York City with my dad back when he was living, went through Chinatown. Heck, I knew found the bargain. I found two Rolex watches I bought for, $75 a piece. They looked perfect. They were beautiful. Hey, I was poor for sure back then. And I thought, man, I look like I'm a rich guy now.
Right.
How long did they run? 3 months. Both of them ran 3 months. Well, that's what's happening to some of these off-brand supplements. And so we're going to make a big point of the fact you can trust us on your journey to health because if I sell it, I'm willing to take it. If I'm not willing to take it, it won't be there.
I've also seen you pull stuff off the shelf when you discover something that may not be exactly what you thought it was or may have changed, right?
Bingo.
And the flip side of it is my dad, the first part of his career was in the car industry. So I grew up in the car industry with him as lot boys for different places. And the reason I bring that up is he was great. He did the service department. He also was in sales. But the air quote used car salesman gets a bad rap. Most used car salesmen are great car salesmen. My dad was fantastic when he sold new and used, right? Because that was a part of what he did. But in your world, you can get stereotyped in the same way. I feel you spend a lot of your time branding and marketing yourself to overcome the stereotype of those companies that don't care what they're selling. And so because of that, people coming into you, you're having to overcome that almost immediately because they're bringing in the air quote woo-woo science. And it's because they've bought stuff at other places that didn't work, that didn't care. The people they bought it from didn't know. Well, you know what I'm saying? So they're just like, well, that's a good product. Wow, well, it's on the shelf over there and it's the cheapest. Go ahead and buy it. And that's no knowledge base. So I just feel a lot of times nutritional is having to overcome the stereotypes of the bad companies or the companies that don't give a
crap. That will always be true of many industries, but I think with ours, it's not that they don't care. They just simply don't know. These other stores don't have any thought pattern that they need to do something better. You know, there's a book, and I always love the title of it, as good is the enemy of great. And I really value that in life and also in business. It's so easy to tread water at just a good average level. It's so difficult to be at the great level. And Nutrition World strives daily with their 37 employees to be at the great level.
Yeah, it's tough.
I want to make a point here about CT scans. And it's really, again, this is one of those myths. Not, I won't say complete myths, like I've talked about in the past few episodes of other things, like the fact, should we quit eating seeds when we have a diverticulitis, like I talked about last week? Huge study, 400,000 people said absolutely not. Those seeds do not implant into the gut and cause infections. Neither does popcorn, but it will be around probably for the next many decades because it's been around for past decades. But CT scans, title is Are they the hidden cancer risk that no one warns you about? Well, CT scans are projected to cause over 103,000 future cancer cases from just 1 year's worth of imaging, because the scans expose patients to ionizing radiation that will damage the DNA, and the abdomen and pelvis CT scans pose the highest risk, contributing to 5% of all cancer diagnosis. That means that you go to get a scan because they think something needs to be seen, and even if healthy or not healthy, it's going to increase your risk by considerable amounts of future cancer. Children face greater vulnerability to radiation damage, while radiation effects accumulate over time with each scan, often taking 4 to 11 years before anything starts to develop. And patients can protect themselves somewhat by asking if the scans will change the treatment plans. That's a great question to ask. Okay, Dr. Ed, so you want me to do an MRI, a CT scan? If it comes back positive or negative, how will that change the future treatment of my disease? Secondly, request an MRI or ultrasound alternatives. Those are very important to ask because it is simply been taken for granted these are relatively safe, and they are not. They simply are not. That's the scary
stuff. And also on that note, I don't know the details off the top of my head, but I remember when my daughter was pregnant, she had her baby 2 months ago. But I remember reading an article by Dr. McCullough talking about the dangers of ultrasound and while you're pregnant. So you shouldn't just be running off every moment you can to see, you know, oh, how are they developing and what do they look like? And so I know that there's a risk there. So if you can get away with the bare minimum of looking to see there's nothing majorly wrong there or whatever, but just don't be getting them on a – you shouldn't – there's no reason to be getting – you know, a dozen ultrasounds done while you're pregnant.
Look, it goes back to risk and benefit. The thing is, we haven't talked about risk of these scans. We need to know what the risks are and then just manage it. We need manageable risk. You don't want to go through a whole pregnancy and not have one scan, but you don't want, like you said, a dozen scans because there is a risk. And the traditional medical model, I hate to I'm not down on them. They were life-saving, but the thing is, their attitude is antibiotics are totally safe. They're basically equal to taking an aspirin. Wrong. They're one round of antibiotics will take the gut 1 to 2 years to come back into harmony if it can, and that's only if you're feeding it with the right goodies. And, you know, the painkillers, as you know, you've talked about them, the dangers of those ongoing for a day or two doesn't hurt. But a long term, it can be a killer to your kidneys and your gut lining. People drop dead because of the bleeding that comes from the many drugs like that. But they don't seem to value that there's a risk involved. Third leading cause of death in this country, or fourth, depending on which one you read, by the New England Journal of Medicine, is pharmaceutical drugs properly prescribed and properly taken. Fourth leading cause. That is scary stuff. Now, usually that has to do with polypharmacy, which, as Dr. Deering talks about, is the use of multiple drugs. So, but I do have a drug that I'm going to talk about in the next segment, just a second. I have love affairs with just a few drugs. And sometimes I like drugs for diagnostic purposes. This one is one that popped up, and I don't know if you read this, Dr. Deering, and it's about Pepcid and what it can do and what it can tell us by a very short dose of Pepcid.
I love Pepcid. It's one of the few things I even still take, though I can tell you I haven't had to take one in 6 months because of the way I'm eating.
Uh-huh.
And we have some good natural alternatives.
Yes. But it is there's a health benefit that you don't know about that I'm going to tell everybody.
But did you also know that they did a artificial intelligence scan of all drugs out there, and using artificial intelligence, which one of these could potentially fight the COVID virus? And Pepcid was on the top, one of the top of the list.
It?
Yeah, so that's why it was a part of my protocol.
Oh,
was for people to take Pepcid even if you didn't need it. It tended to have a chemical structure that looked like it could maybe combat COVID, whether it did or not. They might have done a few studies on it, but why not? So it's a safe drug.
Very, very, very low risk and possible great benefit, but it will be interesting what I talk about in the next segment. Well, that it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, more words of wisdom and knowledge from Ed Jones, Dr. Deering, and, well, Clint doesn't really have too many words of wisdom.
I got some words, though.
But he's got
wisdom.
Plenty of words. Yeah. He's full of words. Vital Health Radio is brought to you by the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. You know, this show is quite unusual to be a radio show, then switch into a podcast. I think it's pretty cool. Mm. 7 years of that, 7 years. One point before Dr. Deering has his great information, I wanted to make sure I cover the fact on the Pepcid story. Pepcid, which is very commonly used for, of course, reflux and antacid, it is what we call histamine blocker, which is so much easier and better for you than what we call PPI, like the Prilosex and those type of drugs. Prilosex are the ones that do so much damage to the body, the dementia, increased risk of C. diff, which is actually what killed my father, and so many other diseases like osteoporosis and osteopenia. But Pepcid, these kind of drugs have interesting other potential benefits. Here's one that I loved when I read this, because I would use this as a diagnostic tool if people want to do this. So what it does is uniquely blocks serotonin activity unlike any other H2 blockers, and in some cases will help interrupt chronic pain, inflammation, and fatigue by elevated serotonin levels. It's interesting. We all think, oh, we're low in serotonin. That's why we need, you know, antidepressants, or we need... Well, some people are actually the opposite. They have an overdose of serotonin that's naturally being made. And when it does, it completely disrupts your system. And example, 70-year-old patient's life-threatening serotonin syndrome, that's what it's called, was rapidly reversed within 15 minutes by giving Pepcid. And elevated serotonin impairs the mitochondrial production, causes depression and pain, contrary to the popular feel-good chemical misconception. And unlike other proton pump inhibitors that have long-term risk, Pepcid offers a safe approach to treating serotonin overload. So what's interesting to me is there's people who, I've tried every single thing on earth. I don't feel any better. I'm always tired. I'm always this. I'm always that. I'm always not thinking clearly. I have brain fog. Well, it's hard to test serotonin. You can, but it's not a super accurate test. Well, it won't hurt you to take 1 or 2 days worth of Pepcid to see if you feel better. If you do, it may be something you may want to add to your protocol. Like Dr. Dehring talked about in the break, it actually is one of the, on the list of potential helpful products for long COVID and COVID.
Yep. And it's, the generic name is famotidine.
Thank you.
So it's usually 20 milligrams, works for about 8 hours. A lot of people will say, oh, I want to use the proton pump inhibitor. I got my Prilosec, so I'm going to take it because I ate too much tonight or whatever. And I said, do you realize your Prilosec or Omeprazole takes 8 hours to start working? Pepcid starts working in 20 minutes.
I didn't know that. Yes. Prilosec takes 8 hours?
8 hours. That's why you got to take it on a chronic basis, because if you want to get it to work, you got to take it one day so it's working the next day. So it's always preventive. The difference between the two is... The proton pump inhibitors block, you have three proton pump inhibitors in the body. Proton pump inhibitors block all three. And then the H2 blockers, like famotidine, Pepcid, just blocks one. So instead of decreasing all acid production, it's only partially decreasing acid production. So you're just doing a little bit, which ends up with a effective, but not killing the total microbiome that you have in there. I'm not saying it's good to take Pepcid necessarily all the time on a chronic basis, but for an acute basis, short term, it's going to be much safer. Well, definitely it would be safer long term too, but because we know that's the problem with proton pump. The package insert says take it for
2 weeks, 8 weeks,
that kind of thing. Never does it say take for 22 years like I've had people come in to see me taking it for 22 years.
What else you got to add to the conversation?
Well, my case study this week is a guy that he's seen me twice now. And the first time he came in, and a lot of people come in to see me the first time. They want me to look over their medications and assess some of the risk factors and stuff. And a lot of times their cholesterol is off. And I'm like, you know, the total cholesterol, the LDL, the HDL, the triglycerides, they can give you a very broad picture, but they're not very specific at all. And like you've told me before, it's like number 17 on the list of things you would want to look at to see what your cardiovascular risk factors are. So that being the case, I said, if you really want to, you're really worried about your cardiovascular health, we need to get real labs on you. So I sent them to Be Well Forever and got the labs I think that are really important, the ApoB, getting a CRP, a high sensitivity CRP, looking at his LDL particles, particle number, and the LDL pattern. And then also the thing you don't want to overlook is the lipoprotein A. Because I've had a guy that came to see me once who, his labs, you would have assumed he was in great shape. But his LPA, credit to whoever he went to, actually checked it. And I think the reason they checked it, though, was pretty obvious. I mean, not obvious, but... He was high risk because he's had uncles that died at 50 of heart attacks. And, you know, so anytime that I have a lot of family members that have had heart attacks in their youth, or not youth, but in their earlier than they should be having heart attacks, you should always get LPA checked.
And ApoB.
And ApoB, yeah. And anyway, so He had it checked, came back. So this guy's scores, basically his, well, first of all, he did have a calcium score done. It was 117. Seen worse, but it's also not a good indication. You know, it's getting up there. He's got an elevated ApoB. He's got lipoprotein A of 286. His C-reactive protein 3.7. So that's, you know, anytime you're
all those are elevated.
All those are elevated. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't go into details on that. But anyway, so what we figured out was that this guy's basically has risk factors on both ends of it. He has risk factors from genetics. He has risk factors from probably his lifestyle, but basically going over his lifestyle over the last 10 years, I think he's probably kept himself alive. Mm-hmm. He runs a lot, takes care of himself. He's been eating healthy. And so what do you do to actually treat this guy? Well, last time he was in, just for good measure, I started on natokinase, which is a fibrinolytic, which, you know, and the Japanese have a lot of natto high in their diet, a lot of natto, mm-hmm. which is they longevity there is much better than here. But anyway, been shown to be very heart protective, very heart healthy. So I started him on that. And then I also started him on bergamot. Actually, I think I started him on berberine is the designer drug.
Which has berberine in it.
Has berberine and bergamot, and they call it berbacol. Mm-hmm. No, this is berberine, which is bergamot,
That's right.
It's got red grape seed extract in it, which is other heart healthy.
Great herb to help balance cholesterol.
So coming back now, it's like, well, now that we know all these other things, what do we do here? So I also started him on omega-3s, which is virtually a go-to for everything. It's core for it, Nutrition World, because it literally, it's good for, it's kind of like curcumin. It's literally good for everything. But in addition, I made sure that we added on vitamin K with him. I went ahead and added in some aged garlic extract, about 1,200 milligrams a day. We're going to go up on his dose of French grapeseed extract. There's a product called Florasist Heart Health. Mm-hmm. Heard of that? Yeah, it's Lactobacillus reuteri. Anyway, it modulates lipid metabolism. Not a lot you can do about that LPA, but all you can do is do the best you can at living as healthy as you can. Lifestyle modifications don't always make a big difference but what you got to do is go after it with everything.
Bingo.
Even thinking about adding in some red yeast rice with it, even though I'm not sure, it does lower LDL particle number. So I'm just kind of trying to go after all of his risk factors, LDL particle, the ApoB, just in every way we can here, just try to go after it. And going to recommend it, maybe even do some red light therapy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he wants to do the hyperbaric chamber or not. But what I did tell him was, despite the fact you look good, you look healthy, you're doing the right things, you still have a calcium score of 117, and you still have all of these things are showing that you're in danger zone.
And you did tell him that he needs to check with his doctor.
Oh, yeah. This is all in conjunction.
Yeah, this is to empower him with information.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And adding in CoQ10, of course.
Perfect.
But that's pretty much going to have him come back. The best thing you can do at this point, in my opinion, is to just keep doing calcium scores. We'll check the labs again. But what I want to see is what effect are we having on the atherosclerosis, the plaque buildup. Are we having an effect there?
That's
if we can get that 117 to stay there or actually regress a little bit, maybe with the natokinase and the vitamin K, that's what we're hoping for. I'm having him double down on his exercising and double down on his eating. A lot of times I talk to people and they think they're doing great by eating.
Most people do.
They think they're eating well, and I'll say, okay, tell me about your spinach. Where are you getting it? And they'll be like, well, I'm just getting spinach. And I say, is it organic? No. And I'll say, well, you do realize that's number two on the Dirty Dozen list. So it's got a lot of glyphosate, pesticides, herbicides on it. So you might be killing your microbiome, which might be detrimental to what we're trying to accomplish here. With
and
everything.
It has tons of oxalates. Another conversation.
But yes, yes. So anyway, that is my case study. Cardiovascular-wise, it's always good. I have a tendency to see the glasses half full and I could have easily looked at this guy and said, man, you're worrying about a bunch of nothing here. You've run 5 miles for the last. Mm-hmm. You do this, you're fine. But
you did
without those labs.
Bingo.
We would not have known.
Yes.
You know, the labs don't lie, or whatever the saying is. That and so we're able to see here that he does need to double down
and,
on everything.
And maybe in next 4 to 8 weeks, you can do a follow-up and let us know how he's progressing.
Yes, and I do want to do, I promised, you asked me to do a follow-up a case study back, I guess it's been about 2 to 3 months ago, guy developing Parkinson's, early Parkinson's sign, all that. So unfortunately, every time I followed up with him, he'd just come off of a back surgery, and a lot of the stuff we implemented, he hasn't really quite gotten to do yet.
Uh-huh.
But it's a slow roll here, but I follow up with all these people. I take these people that come see me seriously.
They become
family to me, and I follow up with them. It may sound silly, but like some of these people, I'm sending them information out at midnight. You know, I'll come across a story and I say, that could do that person some good, and I send it right out to them. And so I get to know these people too. Anyway, I love that.
Love the fact that you are so heartfelt and passionate and caring, and you do it in a very safe, easy way, and empowering them just to consider other options that they're not hearing. I want to mention real quick, Dr. Brett Wheatcroft, who is at our center. He's a chiropractor who's been with me probably 22 years, would be my guess now. He actually came out of school, and his wonderful mother, Sydney, works for us, and he began with us with no patients, and he's built a very nice career. He just gave a little lecture, and Clint was there for the staff meeting, about a new laser therapy that he has that is a cold laser. And it sounds phenomenal for things like neuropathy, pain that you just can't get control of. I hear so much good about cold lasers. One thing I did not do for my hips were shot, so there was no real way that's going to be fixed. But, you know, we all have our aches and pains and things like that. We may get Clint as a guinea pig over there. He's got plenty of aches and pains, don't you, Clint?
Yeah, I do. I was going to actually say, when I heard him talk about it, I was like, okay, I want to see how it works on my knee and my hip.
Yep.
Immediately. So I wanted to see how that would do. Because if it would give me some pain relief from the, I know it's nerves, but if it could give me some pain relief, in a heartbeat. I can sleep at night.
And I don't think it takes many sessions. Cold laser goes deep in the body, and it calms those nerves down. And a lot of people, it's the nerves. Like with my hips were killing me, but it was actually the nerve damage
right
that killed me more than anything.
Nerve. It's starting to affect my knee and my strength. And I know what's happening because I've been through it once before. But if I could get in there, I might call them up and see if I could get a couple sessions and see if it works and delay it to where I can actually enjoy life a little bit. That'd be fantastic.
Yes. And now, you know, there's nothing wrong with managing pain if that's the best you can do.
I'd like your opinion. There's a lot of people that come into the store and people that come to see me in consults that I end up recommending PEA.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to know your take on it, because I'm sort of sold on it, but then again, I don't have a lot of personal experience with it, and I haven't had a lot of feedback on it. I'm going off what I read, and my research says this stuff is great, anti-inflammatory, great for pain, great for neuropathic pain.
I began with PEA with being very skeptical. I actually did a podcast under the Holistic Navigator. It's funny, it wasn't labeled PEA. It was actually labeled berberine, but it's half berberine. The last half was PEA, but never got labeled from a researcher. And that's when I began the journey into the benefits. I didn't realize PEA was actually a neurotransmitter. Sometimes when we do the neurotransmitter test for people, there's like 14 neurotransmitters, and PEA is one of those. I am getting very good results. In fact, Marianne, she wouldn't mind I talk about this. She's 80 years old, been working for me for decades, and she's had a lot of miles on her. She worked actually at GNC for years, stood on her feet 11 hours a day, worked all the holidays, just one of those just grit people, wonderful, wonderful person. And she was telling me that when she went up on her dose of PEA, her pain went significantly down. A gentleman, 89 years old, came in to see me 3 days ago with neuropathy, and he had exhausted every other thing. And I told him, neuropathy's tough. If it's not chemo-induced and blood sugar-induced, you have a chance that it could be better. And I said, check with your doctor. We're not treating your disease. But if you want to empower your body to be healthier, I want you to take double dosing of PEA and healthy feet and legs, which is the product for making nerves optimally healthy. And we'll see. I said, in 12 weeks, if you're not better, or you should be starting in 4 weeks to get better, nerves heal slower than anything else, so it is frustrating. But it's so different than tendon, ligament, and bone pain. Those are awful, but neuropathic pain is unlike anything. It's enough to make you not want to live anymore. It truly is. It truly is. Well, it is time to take another break. It's been flying by. When we come back, more words of wisdom and knowledge from, again, Ed Jones, Clint Powell, and Dr. Deering here on Vital Health Radio, brought to you by the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell and Dr. Deering. Getting ready to finish up here. We've had a lot of minutes going on, so we don't have much time. One thing I had read or listened to with Alan Watts, he's one of my probably 20, 30 year, 40 year kind of mentors I've listened to in kind of the world that I sometimes get into. And he talks about when you're having difficulties, repeat to yourself, I don't know how,
but I truly trust that things will work out. And it's certainly been beneficial to me in the past couple months due to just extra challenges in life. And some of you may know about that, some don't. But having that trust that things will unfold with a plan, not trusting that the clouds are going to open up and wave a wand, but with a plan of action that it's going to be okay, it's going to be all right, and I'm going to know what to do when it's appropriate to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of the way I'm living my life these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Hope and passion's great. Put a plan to it and it removes anxiety. Usually anxiety comes from wanting something but not planning something.
So. Ooh, not planning really bothers me.
Yeah, yeah.
And once I check the boxes, it's amazing how much more calm I feel. And I do that in the airplane. You know, oh my gosh, the weather, the clouds, this is going to, what do I do with this airport? I'm going to do this, this, and this. And all of a sudden it's like,
yeah.
That's life. That's life. All right.
Say, people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan.
That's right.
Oh, good ending. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and Dr. Deering, and the amazing 37 staff members, and the new Alicia at Nutrition World, thank you for taking your time, important time, out of your day and to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.